you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Driving too fast on the highway. Kim can't slow down, a need for speed. Trouble all over town, caught in a race against time. She's playing with fire, but it won't be long till she's locked up behind barbed wire. In the jailhouse, Kim and Tyler will reside, doing time for their crime. Jokes on them in the prison walls, they'll choke.
Fellas, fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
And we'll stop it right there and say, well, oops, this is an insert from later in the morning when we realized we didn't catch the start of the show on tape. So we'll pick up where we decided, let's start recording the show for the podcast. So here you are. And it talks about hugging yourself every day for 20 seconds is a stress reliever. Yeah. Bring one hand to your chest and the other to your stomach. Like you're giving yourself a hug.
Okay.
Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved.
Aw.
Well, we know what that turns into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Loser.
Can you do that to yourself too?
Every afternoon about me. Think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And then take a few seconds, and then when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. People who did it for a full month felt less stress about their life.
They went around hugging themselves for a full month?
And happier in general. But the key is doing it every single day.
Even I think this is stupid.
It didn't do much when people only did it occasionally. So there it is.
What do you do? Set an alarm? Oh, it's time to hug myself.
Well, if you're feeling down, Kim, if you're feeling stressed, please just take your hand into your chest and your stomach and just hug yourself and think about all the failures in your life. That should help you get through them. And we'll be back on the Mark and Kim show at 6:15 on Star 102.1. What? I'm putting you in the hug mode.
No, you're not.
Hug yourself.
I want to hit you.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
Write that down.
A healthcare worker inserted acupuncture needles into a patient and then just left them in the exam room.
Well, they need to sit. You don't pop them in and pop them right out, do you?
Yeah, not this long, though. This healthcare worker put them in the patient in the exam room.
Right.
And then decided to just go home for a bit.
Okay.
And then just left the patient there.
For how long?
Now, there's been times that I've been in an exam room and thought they forgot about me. I mean, to the extent where, you know, they're seeing other patients, but it's like it's been so long that you get up and like stick your head out in the hallway because you hear people start going home.
So you're that person.
Oh, after 45 minutes to an hour, you stick your head out in the hallway, excuse me?
You're telling me that you allowed yourself to be left in an exam room for more than 45 minutes?
Yeah, after the first time they've come in, you know, taken your temperature.
How do they forget about you?
I don't know. They're busy.
And they forgot about you.
There's one time that, I had to actually stick my head out in the hall and go, excuse me, where's Dr., you know, so-and-so?
Dr. Feelgood?
I need somebody. This patient waited about 2 hours after the session was supposed to be over.
Well, how long? Okay, so I have a question.
Pulled the needles out themselves.
Well, hold on. When you put, I don't know anything about acupuncture. I just know that the needles will sit in you for a while.
Yeah.
But I mean,
not 2 hours.
So it's not 2 hours.
No, it's not.
What if that doctor says, well, it is 2 hours?
It wasn't. The doctor went home, fell asleep.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Do they make a phone call? Hey, by the way, get the guy out of the acupuncture room. Mm. How did he resolve it? He just left on his own?
Well, the patient pulled the needles out, left on his own. The patient wasn't hurt, just a little confused about why he was left in the room by himself. Now, the doctor's not going to face any charges or anything. Now, he may lose his medical license, which is kind of a big deal.
Hold on. Losing your medical license, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I would think to a doctor, probably the biggest deal. And isn't acupuncture kind of like, what does it really do?
No, it can help you.
Oh, have you had it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I know. I'm sure
you will, though, at some point if it becomes trendy.
No, I have a friend and a family member who have had it done and have really helped them.
Oh, yeah?
They feel it's really helped
them. Is it the same as hugging yourself?
No, I wouldn't say
Maybe that doctor went home and hugged themselves for a little while and then fell out.
I can't speak directly to it, but I know two people who swear that it has helped them.
Well, go get some scissors and we'll try it on you.
But let's not.
Okay. If you heard a large sharting sound yesterday, it was in the pants of Alec Baldwin when he heard that his armorer from the movie Rust, named Hannah Gutierrez Reed, was sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She didn't even pull the trigger.
I didn't think 18 months was long enough.
Well, what do you know about prison time? I'll bet you couldn't handle 3 days in prison.
No, I'm sure I couldn't.
All right, so 18 months.
18 months for the death of someone?
She didn't pull the trigger. She did not kill Helena Hutchins.
But she was responsible for the safety.
Well, let's read into this story a little bit. I agree that there is prison time. There should be prison time. That's a year and one half. I'd like you to think back a year and a half ago. That's a long time.
Yes,
and that's
it is.
Every day. And that's at every minute of every day. Your freedom is taken from you.
I understand that. But there is a dead person.
I understand that. And there's a person who pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
And there's somebody who has just sharted himself when he heard about an 18-month sentence for her.
I'm sure.
Prior to her sentencing, prosecutors said that Gutierrez Reed showed no remorse for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during recorded phone conversations from jail. She allegedly called the jurors who convicted her idiots and a-holes. She also said witnesses lied and the judge was paid off. That probably doesn't help her sentencing at all.
Probably not.
But here's the thing. I'll give her this, though. It's still not clear how live rounds ended up on the Rust set. I do think she was a bit enamored with artillery and stuff like that.
From what we've seen and heard.
Gutierrez Reed was offered a plea deal if she admitted that she brought them, but she turned down the plea deal. Mm-hmm. Her father, also an armorer, blames the ammunition supplier and the prop master. Let me just tell you this, and I've said this 1,000 times. If I know that I did not do something that I'm accused of, I don't have to prove it to anybody if I know I didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I will never take a plea deal for anything that I did not do. I don't care. I will die in prison if I know I didn't do something.
Yeah.
Okay?
Agreed.
So if she knows that she didn't do something, that's probably, she may be of the same mindset. I'm not going to admit something. I'm not going to plea that I did something. You're making a plea.
Yeah.
You say, yes, effectively, I did it. Well, she says she didn't do it, so she stood up. So I will give her that, if in fact that's the case. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial is scheduled to begin in July, so which means I'll be taking the month of July off. I'll be traveling to Los Angeles. And he's one of my...
you're going live, even.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. He's one of my favorite actors, too. He really is. I love the work that he does. I think he's fabulous. I think he's an a-hole. But then again, you know.
Several things he said and
right.
done.
You know, it takes one to know one. Right. Excuse me?
I said right.
Oh, you're co-signing that, are you?
Oh, well, it takes some one to refer know. To me as one. So,
oh, I mean, do they?
Yeah.
You mean Kim yesterday?
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
He's also up for 18 months in jail. Woo. That's a lot. Take the next year and a half off. Okay? And tell me how long that feels.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
But I,
he should get more, though, because he's the one who pulled the trigger and killed the woman. He should be up for more. He's the one who should be doing like a decade in prison.
It seemed a year and a half doesn't seem like a long time for the death of a person.
You're right, especially for the person that had his hand on the gun and pulled the trigger that killed somebody and injured somebody else. And people are saying how reckless he was. And you can actually see in the film now that's out there as he's doing all sorts of stuff. He's playing. Yeah. He's goofing. And, well, someone died. All right, we'll be back. Drugged. They're opening up documents. They're unredacting documents in Canada you know, Canada.
Your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Concerning the dosing of PCP of about 50 people on the set of Titanic in August of 1996, including James Cameron, the actor Bill Paxton. Cameron started to throw up on purpose to try to get this this PCP out of his system. And Bill Paxton, the lead actor in that movie, just went back to his trailer and just
wrote it out.
Just wrote it out. Wrote it out with a case of beer. Now, PCP was what we were always warned about when we were kids. Angel dust. Cigarettes or marijuana cigarettes laced with PCP. Mm. It was a very scary, like letters. I don't know. It's just scary. Ooh. And I was drugged in 1995. I had a beer at a nightclub that I was broadcasting live from. And within minutes, I was loopy. I was spinning. I was like, what in the hell's happening? I laid down on the floor in the middle of the club.
Oh,
and felt my
always safe.
Felt my bowels started to move. So I got to the bathroom, sat on the toilet, fell asleep. I'd be thrown into a taxi and sent home. It was ugly. Left all the station equipment, the band, the whole thing. Thought I was going to be fired.
Did not care. Just left it all because you.
I didn't care. I was out of my mind. I was like, you know, I can handle two beers,
mm-hmm.
and this was the first one.
Yeah.
We were allowed one on that job. You could have one, have a beer, and then, you know, loosen up, enjoy yourself. Yes Man tells a story. And the highlights of the story about your, quote, drugging would be?
I went out. I woke up in the middle of a park on a park table. My car was stolen. My Social Security was stolen. At least $1,000 in cash was stolen. My eyeglasses were stolen. My jacket was stolen. Mm-hmm. My Apple Watch, my iPhone, everything that I had, like my car, I said that already, but that included, was stolen. And then I had to find my way home without seeing, because I need to see with my glasses. So I had to walk up to every street sign.
Did you check your back for your stolen kidney as well from that prostitute?
No, I did. And every house.
You woke up drunk.
I knocked on houses. I knocked on their doors and I said, can I get some help? And they said, get off my porch or I'm calling the cops or I'm going to.
I'm sure you looked like a hot mess.
Oh, I'm sure. Then they probably thought that I was just some random person.
Bleeding from the back where his liver had been taken out, sold.
Did that table that you woke up on have a bed of ice on it?
That's right.
When I think about him going up to signs trying to read them, you know.
It was a tough night.
Yeah, well, when you get drunk, that happens.
Yeah.
Michelle, I was partaking in the devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce?
And I think something else was in there. Devil's lettuce doesn't make you talk to a largemouth bass. We had a very important conversation and shared a smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
I, of course, had to hold the cigarette for him because he didn't have hands. But, you know. Thanks, Michelle. Have you ever been drugged?
No.
Do you feel like you're being drugged right now?
No.
Don't drink anything more out of that thing over there.
Oh, okay.
It's a little experiment we're trying this morning.
My three drinks I have over here. Which one have you drugged?
Do you have three today?
She does.
Why?
Because I didn't drink the one I normally drink in the car.
Nora, you'll have to clarify. If you mean given an illegal substance against my will without my knowledge, then no. I did, however, once try the Energizer from Keva Juice in a drink, and I'm told I acted drunk, so there's that. When I ask the question, when have you been drugged? It doesn't mean given an aspirin by your mom because you didn't feel
well. That doesn't count. In that case, yes, I have.
Deandra got drugged at an all-inclusive resort in Punta Cana with liquid heroin.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Changed my flight back home immediately the next day so I could get some more. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
scariest moment of Deandra's life. Heather once at a club in 2004. I was given she got it spelled wrong here. She's got it Rohinol. It's Rohypnol. There's a P in there. Mm. It was in a shot intended for my friend. The bartender and a truck driver were running the scheme together to lure women back to the truck driver's truck.
Mm. Rohypnol. I've never heard
of that. That's roofie. That's a roofie. If you heard of roofie, that's Rohypnol. R-H-P? R-H-F? R-H-P. I think when you see the letters. It was terrifying because I have very little memory of that night. Very scary. Sounds like Yes Man has very little memory. Or you have full memory of that night that you were.
No, actually, when I was in the club. That's,
oh, now you know you were in a club now.
No, yeah. I went to the club by myself, and then I don't remember anything. I just woke up in the middle of the park.
Mm-hmm. And the point of drugging you was to steal all your stuff.
I would assume.
Right. Okay. Did they steal the money you were supposed to pay in your taxes before you filed the extension?
They did, actually. And that's when it all started.
I'm worried.
David, whose middle name is Ann, or he shares a Facebook post with, because it's David Ann Brown.
Well, we know about that.
Well, 1983, someone drugged my drink in a bar. I was in travel school in Kissimmee, Florida. What is travel school? For travel agents? So yeah, people have been drugged. Oh, heck yeah, brandy at work by a supervisor.
Oh, God.
Not
my supervisor, but a supervisor. And Jared says, yeah, years ago, I drugged myself. Well, you know, I think that's called a problem.
Yeah.
Her versus him. Mark versus Kim is her versus her. Mark versus Kim Burr. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Tara and one named Sam. Today, Tara and Sam are playing the feud for
a $25 gift card to Buddy's Barbecue, smoking since 1972. Visit one of their 14 Knoxville area locations today.
We're always asking what Kim is smoking. It's usually her her son's stash. So
it's not true. Now stop it.
I'm not stopping anything. All right, so Tara, you'll play with Kim today, and just because Sam sounds like a guy's name, we'll make it easy, and you'll be stuck with me today, Sam. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Stuck with Tyler, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do say that, don't I?
You do.
I don't know why.
You keep saying you're stuck with you, but...
Well, you know, most people are. All right, so yes, yeah, Sam and Tyler, Tara and Kim. So we'll start with Tara and Kim. That'll be the top five answers for this first round of the first point. Tara, give me the most popular answer. Name an issue you might have with a coworker. Don't ask the car.
It's not a survey.
That would be, yeah, we're not looking for help there. That would be strike number one. Kim, name an issue that you have with a coworker.
Talk too much.
Talk too much, as in... I'll give you gossip on that one. You mean my talk around the office?
Just, yeah, okay. Blah, blah, blah,
gossip at number three. Answers 1, 2, 4, and 5 are left. Tara, name an issue you might have with a coworker.
Okay, what if you heat up something stinky in the microwave?
Cook stinky foods. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'll say you've provided a second strike, Tara.
Gosh, that happens a lot.
Out of three, name an issue you might have with a coworker, Kim.
Not doing their work.
Just simply not doing their job. Wow.
All right.
Strike three. Sam and Tyler, talk it out.
Being lazy, calling in all the time, clocking out early.
All right. The time for a discussion is over. I don't know what happened to my buzzer, but I'll see if I can fix that. All right, Tara. Excuse me, Sam. Sam, you know. Sam, name an issue you might have with a coworker.
Laziness.
Is laziness on the list?
Oh, wow.
Number one, steals ideas. Number two, steals food out of the fridge. That's yours. Gossiping at number three, hygiene, personal hygiene at number four, and being a brown noser at number five. Wow. Y'all don't have any problems with coworkers. That's nice to know.
We just love our coworkers.
All right, Scoremaster Steve.
That is 1 for Tara, 0 for Sam.
All right, Sam, we're with you and Tyler now. So this top five answers on the board. Give me the most popular answer for these 2 points in this second round. Name a famous East Tennessean, Sam.
Peyton Manning.
Is Peyton Manning on the list? Unfortunately, he's not from East Tennessee, so we'll have to say strike number one. Tyler, name a famous East Tennessean.
I'm going to go with Kenny Chesney.
Is Kenny Chesney in his weird southern accent that he just did on the list? Was he as an aristocrat from South Carolina or something? Kenny Chesney. I'm the foghorn leghorn. That would be number two on the list. Number 1, 3, 4, and 5 are on the list. Sam, name a famous East Tennessean.
Dolly Parton.
Is Dolly Parton on the list? She is, and oddly at number 4. Number 1, 3, and 5 are left. Tyler, a famous East Tennessean.
Morgan Wallen?
Oh. Morgan Wallen on the list? Yeah! And in terms of famous people, he's at number one right now. Number three,
infamous
number five,
is what
and
he's
some sort
on.
Of weird wrestling match in the car is happening. I don't know by who. Sam, it's on Sam now, a famous East Tennessean. 2 seconds. Strike two. Yes, man.
Johnny Knoxville.
Is Johnny Knoxville on the list?
Oh.
Strike three.
Dang, that's what I was thinking.
Tara and Kim, talk it out. Good. Well, good. Good chat. Good
they
talk.
Had mine.
All right, Tara, to steal the second and third point, name a famous East Tennessean.
There's a football player.
What?
Bill First.
Who?
Bill First. Bill First. He's a football player.
Who?
Bill First.
Bill First?
Yeah, he's a football player.
Okay.
No. Yeah, nope. All right, that's it. No, Bill First.
If we're all going,
yeah, my dad was obsessed with him.
Oh, well,
okay.
Well, sounds like some problem with your dad. All right, Scoremaster Steve.
All right, that is going to be 2 for Sam, 1 for Tara.
Morgan Wallen, Kenny Chesney, Quentin Tarantino, number 3, number 4, Dolly Parton, number 5, Megan Fox from Oak Ridge, by the way.
Oh.
All right. So that means Sam, you're in the lead. You get to decide if you want to play this or pass this. It's round 3. Top 4 answers on the board, and only 2 strikes to work with. Fill in the blank. Silver blank. You want to play that or pass that?
Play.
Play it, Sam. Silver blank.
Silver fox.
Silver fox. She was in the last one. That was Megan Fox. Strike number 1 of 2. Tyler, name the fill in the blank. Silver?
Silver jewelry.
Silver jewelry.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Is that on the list? Wow, Tara and Kim, talk it out for the win.
A silver dollar?
Okay, silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was
the
thinking.
Time for discussion okay. is over. To win the whole thing, Tara, silver...
dollar.
Silver dollar! Yay! It's over, right?
It is.
And the girls have won, right?
Yes.
All right, I want to make sure I'm there. Silver platter, silver medal, silver spoon, and silver dollar. 1 through 4.
I barely made the list, but okay.
What?
I said silver dollar barely made the list.
I still made the list.
Yeah, we're just glad.
Dolly Parton barely made the last list, so there you go.
What's up with that?
Hey, Sam, thanks for playing. Tara, congratulations. Off to go to Buddy's Barbecue.
Smoking.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who gets to ride the lightning rod at Dollywood?
Why don't we find out by taking caller number 10? Hello.
Hello.
Caller number 10.
Yes.
I'd like you know that. Yes.
I'm so excited.
What's your name?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Is this going to be difficult to talk to you, Tanya?
No, it's not. Okay. I'm a talker.
She's really measuring her words.
Yeah, I can tell you. Inch by damn inch. Tanya, you're going to spin the wheel here. It's either going to land on the 2 1-day passes... or the 2 gold season passes.
Okay.
Dare I ask which one you want?
The season passes.
You would love the gold season passes.
Does that mean you're going to turn down the other if you get that?
What does that even mean?
No.
You're not going to. No, of course not. That's good, too.
You have to win. You don't turn down nothing on this radio station.
Yeah.
All right. Say, spin that wheel, and I'll spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Here we go. 1 day gold season, 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 1 day gold season. 1 day passes.
Yes.
Yes, because you win no matter what. Yes, Tanya.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Congratulations.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. My eyes are squappity now from watching the wheel go round and round, but that's fine.
It's kind of weaving.
Yeah. All right, hold on, my love. Hold on. We'll be right back with you.
All right.
There you go. That's how you spin to win. Not a lose.
No.
It's not a loss.
No losers.
No lose. Well.
Well, there's
well,
Tyler.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
Come out of my garage yesterday morning. Back out.
Did the neighbors say anything? Go on. And?
Reach up to close the garage, turn over my shoulder, and Eli's car is gone. Gone. Not in the driveway.
Let me guess. He left the house before you.
Yes. But he hadn't been.
Hold on a sec. Someone left the house. An adult man left the house before you?
Don't start
you?
With me.
Don't start what with you?
Don't start with me.
About what?
The adult man thing.
He's an adult man. He's 19 years
this
old.
This is going to be part of the conversation, though.
Oh, here we go. Oh, God. So, oh, God. Let me leave. Let me get out now while the getting's good.
So normally, if he's going to be gone in the morning, he'll say the night before, I'm going to go do so-and-so. Okay. It's 5:20 in the morning. His car's gone. He has not said the night before, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that, or I'm going to be gone.
You know why? Because it's none of your business.
No, it is my business.
Nope.
Don't start with me.
There's no start. Don't start. This would be halfway through.
So I'm like, what the hell? So I call my husband.
How about, why don't you just call your son?
No, I called my husband because.
So you have to wake his ass up.
Well, he's already up because I've kissed him bye. And so I call my husband and I said.
What time does he start work?
8.
From home?
Yes.
And you wake him up at what time?
Well, this is 5:20. And so I call him and I said, did Eli say anything to you about going anywhere this morning? And he goes, no, why? And I said, because his car is gone.
So as opposed to going to the source, see, this is where they like to create drama.
No, I'm not creating drama. Hold because on. The
you
reason I called my husband.
Called your son.
The reason I called my husband is because if he had said something to my husband, then I don't want to call him and going, where are you?
How about this? How about you call your son and don't disturb your husband who's trying to get back to sleep because he has to suffer some sort of, you know, morning goodbye kiss.
Mm-hmm. He's not suffering.
So you involved somebody that did need to be involved. Hold on. There's two people that don't need to be involved. Your husband, son of a 19-year-old man. You, son of a 19-year-old man, who can come and go as he pleases.
He's in high school.
Doesn't matter.
At I'm going to hold on to that.
Not at 5:20 in the morning, he's so, not.
No.
So my husband says, no, he didn't say anything to me about that. Why? And I said, because his car's gone.
Oh, here we go. Drama. So, they enable each other.
So I said, okay.
They're codependent. They need this.
So
this
I'm
is what
driving.
They need.
And he goes, well, he's probably gone to work out. And I said, probably, but he didn't say anything. So I'm driving at this point because I still have to be at work. And so I call my son and I said, where are you? And he goes, I'm in West Knoxville. And I said, okay, are you working out? And he goes, not yet, because I'm on my way. He goes, I'm almost there. I'm getting ready to pull in. And I said, did you tell us last night you were going to do this? And he goes, no, but you've got Life 360. I figured you'd know where I was.
Yeah, why don't you look at Life 360 as opposed to disturbing everybody?
Because I'm driving.
Okay, and so, okay, excuse me. You saw his car before you were driving. So you
no,
saw
No, I was backing out of the driveway. So once I back out, I'm on a schedule. I had to get here. On a schedule.
There's 14 different ways these could be things, but could be resolved. That she just chooses not to take them.
Right.
You could have popped the car into park right there and said, oops, Live 360, where's my son? Oh, he's in West Knoxville where he works out. Okay. Crisis averted. But no, let me wake the husband. Let me call the son.
My husband was already awake. I know that. I've
you
just left
is?
The house.
You know what this is?
What?
It is straight
buffoonery.
Mm-hmm. And you're the buffoon today.
So I asked my son, I said, why didn't you tell us last night? And he goes, well,
None
he goes,
business.
Mom, I've been working out. You know, I've been doing this. And I said, you didn't last week because he had tendons. He had pulled tendons or something. So he'd been having those tended to. And he goes, well, this morning I'm going to go run. So he ran 3 miles on the treadmill
and
instead.
And you didn't feel that from West Knoxville? You should know then where he is. You can feel that when he runs.
I can feel, boom, 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 boom. He is like a dinosaur a little bit. But I was like, so I wasn't mad.
Drama.
I was a little concerned because
drama.
His car's gone at 5:20 in the morning.
Drama. You love drama.
But,
you love and live drama.
No, I don't.
That's the new sign
but
in the
house.
But
once he was gone.
Live, love, drama. Oh, is that available? See if live, love, drama is alive on the internet. If it is, buy it. I'll pay you back.
I don't want to be dramatic about this.
She can hang it from a cabinet knob. Like everything else in her house.
There's not.
And then, see if there's a sign.
You know, I have three things on knobs, and he acts like everything in my house is covered with a sign or something.
If you have one thing on a knob hanging, you have one thing too many on a knob hanging.
Stop it.
Check Pinterest for there's a sign we can hang up at the front door that says
buffoonery.
Okay, stop.
See, there is Pinterest.
I don't want to be dramatic about this. I want him to be independent.
You cannot help you. Okay, if you want him to be independent, then let him be independent.
But he's still in school, and at 5:20 in the morning, I think I need to know where he is.
Do not say that you want him to be independent.
No, I do want him to be, but I still think we also should know if he's going to be gone in the morning.
None of your business.
No, it is my business.
Then you don't want him to be independent.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
But he's still in high school.
Not at 5:20, he's not. Not at 5:20, he's not. He's in high school when he's in high school. He is a 19-year-old man. Leave him alone.
This morning.
I'm telling you right now, he's
going to... I knew he was going to work out, and that was fine.
How about this? He's going to resent you for this at some point.
No, he's not.
Of course not. Nobody would dare resent Kim.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You called me a loser earlier.
Well, yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did. Illusion. That's what Kim thinks that Eli has in terms of freedom. Oh, it's just an illusion. Her 19-year-old son.
He has freedom.
She will not allow him to do anything.
I allow him to do anything.
He has
a lot of freedom.
Oh, my God.
I just like him to mention where he's going.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
And it is my business. Like he said,
you have Life 360. You can see exactly where. But no, you prefer the drama. He has patched us in at the school he attends. And he says, I have the choir together, and he would like to perform a song with the choir. He won't be singing, I don't think.
Talk about drama.
Mm.
Maybe he's directing in his suit.
This is called Tiger Mom Blues. He'd like to...
Realize just 19.
Mm-hmm. Good singer.
Caught in a bind.
Oh, it's a bind, all right.
His mama Kim won't let him out of her mind.
See?
She's a tiger mom.
Oh,
yes, she is.
Overbearing and tough, never lets him grow up.
Mm-hmm. How dare he?
He's had enough.
He's had enough.
Oh,
God.
He dreams of freedom, a life of his own.
These people don't know me.
But oh, they know you.
His mama's protection has got him alone.
Mm-hmm.
She's the queen of control.
Oh, we know that.
No.
Her grip's so tight, Eli's trapped in the dark.
Oh.
He's trapped in the
dark. He longs for the light.
With Kim around, we all long for the light, don't we?
Oh, tiger mom. Let him spread his wings. He's ready to fly. He's ready for things. Don't hold him back.
Let him fly, Kim. Let him fly.
I can hold him back.
Let him fly, Kim. See, it's a beautiful choir over there.
Yes. It really is.
Tiger Mom Blues, because he's got himself a Tiger Mom.
As if I could hold him back.
Like you don't see, there it is. The first sign of the tiger mom doesn't think she's doing any harm.
I don't think there I am. Is.
Denial. Oh my denial. God. Denial. She's in the river denial, isn't she? Mm-hmm. She sure is.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me.
More.
Few things I like more than when they try to make something out of nothing. When they try to make something out of nothing.
You do it all the time.
Excuse me?
You make something out of nothing all the time.
You talked about the Tiger Mom Blues that your son is...
Yeah, a little bit.
...going through. Hey, you heard it just a little while ago on the Mark and Kim Show podcast. Yeah, that's... I'm not making something out of nothing. I was a 19-year-old man, too. Now, by that time, I was long gone. Gone. I've been gone so long.
Yes, but you had a different situation.
Oh, you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I had an overbearing mother.
But it was a different... situation. I think you would agree. I mean, you know, in all seriousness.
We were being serious.
No. In all seriousness. You know.
Tiger Mom.
You know my, you know the situation between me and my son.
Yeah,
is different than the situation with you and your mom.
All right. Moving right along. Talk about something out of damn nothing. People are questioning Travis Kelce after he liked Instagram photos with Donald Trump at a sporting event. So what does this mean for the Taylor Swift fans, the Swifties? And if Taylor Swift leans one way politically, and I can imagine which way that would be.
Well, we know which way it is.
on the side of Joe Biden. And mm-hmm.
She's pretty open about her politics.
And the left wing. Actually, she's not very open about her politics. I don't know what you're paying attention to. She's talked about getting out the vote.
Yeah.
She's never supported a candidate. Katy Perry has gone over the top with her. Like, you know, she gave up 50% of her audience by going one direction. I don't think that Taylor Swift has been as out there with her political views.
Oh no, she's not mentioned names or anything, but she is pretty open about her personal thoughts on things, not candidates or anything like that. I mean, she's not like 100%. This is what you should do. She is very open about getting the vote out, but I think she's also been very open about particular topics, if you will.
Which have her leaning what, left or right?
More left than right, for sure.
Travis Kelce is garnering attention for liking an Instagram post heavily featuring Donald Trump at a UFC event. The Kansas City Chiefs star has never publicly stated a political party affiliation, because I guess we have to nowadays. He has previously advocated for stricter gun control, kneeled during the national anthem, and participated in an advertisement for the COVID-19 vaccine, which should lead you to believe that he is leaning towards the left. Okay.
Yeah.
People who lean towards the right now realize or have done their own research or whatever you want to call it, that the vaccine and the COVID was something that we were manipulated into and lied about. You can obviously see which way I lean on that because I've read the books and I've read the information and I feel a certain way about it. You may feel differently about it, and I appreciate that. But it certainly doesn't mean we can't do a show together. So the question is, if he dared to like an Instagram post featuring Donald Trump, would that be the end of Taylor and Travis? Can you be a couple if you lean differently politically?
You absolutely can.
Yeah. You can be in a relationship. Because you and your husband, your husband is a right-wing cuckoo. He is a wacko.
He's a lot like you.
I am, yes, I definitely lean right.
My husband very much lean right. And
I'm a conservative.
Yeah.
I'm a fiscal conservative, which means I believe in policies that make you responsible for yourself and you get to keep the money that you earn. I disagree with the whole billionaires should be penalized for making money and that it should be spreading the wealth. I disagree with that. So that's fiscal conservatism. I will find myself to be more libertarian when it comes to people's rights and their freedoms. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't mind people doing things as long as it doesn't affect my life. Mm-hmm. I've got my life the way I want it. And if what you do somehow affects my life, then maybe I have a problem with it. But if it doesn't affect my life, like who you love is not my problem or my concern. My problem or my concern would be if you're trying to impose your thoughts on my children or my grandchildren without, like the problem right now in schools is teachers and their own political persuasions trying to influence kids to be a certain way. Mm. Has been a huge, huge issue in the classroom, huge issue on college campuses. And that's the, if you want to call the civil war that we're in right now, that's it. But I would find it I don't think I could be in a relationship with Katy Perry, even with those boobs. I'm not sure. I could, you know.
Because she's so adamant about.
She's so left wing. She's so Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not Hillary Clinton, and I'm not that far left. It would be very difficult until she got naked.
And then you forget what she said about being
all that goes out the window.
I could just throw all of my conservatism out the window if Katy Perry would just take off her clothes. No, I'm kidding. I'm probably more of a libertarian. People's personal freedoms are paramount. But there's just certain things that I see on the left that just bother me, and so I lean right.
I'm fiscally conservative, but I lean left on a lot of things.
Okay. Even going against some of your religious teachings, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just, usually people that are religious, they usually stick to that, and then everything follows.
If you believe something that you've taught, then you believe in, and you have faith in, and all the rest of it, and then to find yourself thinking other ways that go against your teachings and stuff like that, some people might call that hypocrisy.
And people can call it whatever they do, but you have to be, I mean, the one, you know, the one big one, which everybody thinks of as the big one. I don't personally think I could do, but I think others, you know, I think they should have choice.
Yeah.
You know, depending on situations. And so that is a big one for me, you know. And so if people see it as hypocrisy, I have to live with it, not them.
Right.
Travis did catch flack in 2020 for saying he was excited for the, quote, crazy opportunity to go to Trump's White House post-Super Bowl. He later clarified on Twitter, regardless of who is in office, I think it's a unique opportunity to experience our nation's capital.
And I would agree with that.
Travis's relationship with the previous Democrat endorser Taylor Swift has done much to irk the MAGA crowd, Make America Great Again, MAGA crowd, in recent months, with Trump himself even reportedly insisting that he is, quote, more popular than the singer-songwriter. I'm weighing that. Because she's popular within a subset of humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so is he.
Very.
He's popular within a subset of humanity.
Yeah.
They are both very well known, very popular.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably a very subjective.
There's some crossover now, of course.
Crossover with their audiences?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's people that would vote for Donald Trump would also enjoy some Taylor Swift music. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think one precludes the other. I think you can do both. I think you can enjoy
absolutely.
Some Taylor Swift music, and I think you can vote for Donald Trump, or you can not vote for Donald Trump and also not listen to Taylor Swift music.
Absolutely.
You know, to pigeonhole yourself in one way or another.
But some people do.
Well, some people do, and they have to, like they will forego using a company that has used, let's say, has brought up something political,
mm-hmm.
a political flashpoint,
mm-hmm.
like what happened with Bud Light.
Yeah.
But then you get into something that people are very, very alarmed at in terms of, you know, you want to believe the science on one thing, but you won't believe the science on another thing. Like, what is it? You can't have your cake and eat it too. It's either mm-hmm. all science or no science, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that what he's done with, you know, I think he's probably more in the middle, like a centrist, than he is right wing or left wing.
Like a lot of us are, you know.
You can be more, like, yes, but you know, fighting about politics. Like, we got a listener who I don't know if he listens to the podcast or not, but is just so far one way he can't even see the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the other side, especially when I'm shooting at them. I can see them really well.
I think we're hurting ourselves if we don't at least try to see the other side,
right.
And that's how. That's how my husband and I, you know, can be. I mean, we really listen to each other. We may not
have you ever
agree.
Changed his mind on anything?
I have.
On what?
And he's changed mine.
On what?
You know, I can't think of anything specific right now, but we have conversations, and especially with our son, you know, because he'll ask and he'll say, "No, Mom, I know you don't agree with Dad on this, but tell me your thoughts." You know, and we'll sit down, all three of us, because he is making his decisions. I mean, he's voting for the first time this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he voted for the first time recently. And
Well, just so you know, I voted for him the last time.
Oh,
I got his information and I went ahead and registered him.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
Now, remember, I got disenfranchised. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't vote because
you had moved.
Moved from Knox County to Blunt County right before
that's
the election.
That's right.
Wow.
And I didn't have enough time. I had not been in Blunt County long enough to vote in Blunt County. And because my address on my voter registration card was Knox County. Wait a minute. My voter registration card said Knox County. Try that again. Voter registration card said Blunt County because I got a new one, but my driver's license still said Knox County.
And they have to match.
And they had to match. And so, so I couldn't vote. So that's why I voted in Eli's name.
Well.
And just tell him we lost.
and quite
but he should be used to that. He plays for CAK.
Yeah.
But he
well, maybe if he played more than a game this year, they would have done better.
And he said, aren't you all going to ask me who I voted for? And we said, no, that's, you know, if you want to tell us, that's fine. But no, we're not going to ask you. That's your business. That's your.
Yeah, people always keep their votes private.
No, not always. But, you know, he could certainly tell us if he wanted to, but you didn't have to. And he said, so that's a real thing. And we said, yes.
So here's the question. The real thing is the real thing, Travis and Taylor, and with something as simple as politics or liking a MAGA post or Donald Trump or whatever. Would that end the relationship?
It doesn't have to.
No.
I don't think so.
What will end the relationship between Travis and Taylor?
I don't know. I think they're real.
I just think it may fizzle out.
Do you really think it was?
But what would it be? Would it be his cheating? Would it be her cheating?
I think if either of them cheated.
Has she ever cheated? Is that ever a rumor with her that she cheated on somebody with somebody else?
I've never heard it.
I haven't either.
She hasn't written a song about it.
I mean, of course not.
Well, is she going to write a song? Well, she might. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if she cheated and got caught, then she'd write a song about it.
But she's not been caught. I don't know that she's been caught or I've not heard about it.
She hides herself pretty well even before she goes on stage, so.
Hides herself?
Yeah, she hides herself in like trash cans and other things to maneuver herself to the stage without being seen. So I'm sure she can sneak around and cheat.
Yet she didn't seem have any problem walking into these NFL stadiums, you know, front and center.
This is the most open she's been. Mm-hmm. I mean, about anything. She even said at the beginning, I'm happy to be with somebody who's proud of me. I'm proud of him. We're proud of our relationship. I think she seems to allude to the fact that the others she's been with didn't want to be as open.
Did you hear the latest news about her last relationship? That Joe Alwyn ends up being a hologram?
She's not even real.
Not even real. Anything you've seen, anything with Joe Alwyn is holographic.
I have not heard that.
Made out of light mirrors. A little smoke from once. Yeah, that's it.
But I actually saw the first thing about him, like ever hardly, since they've even broken up. And I can't remember what it was now.
He really made an
impression. But it was like I saw something about him. I said, oh, this must be an old story. But it's something. He's in something, I think. I thought, there he is.
They're doing incredible things with AI now. And deep fakes and artificial, you know, holograms and all the rest of it. So I watched Michael Jackson on stage in a hologram. I thought it was him. So
Have you seen the Michael Jackson hologram?
Years and years ago, we went to that Michael Jackson show. And the last part of the show, they had a holographic image on stage of Michael dancing, and it looked legitimately real.
Does it really?
I'm sure it's improved a lot since then. But yeah, mm-hmm. This is my daughter's high school graduation present, and she's now 28. So yeah. That was 10 years ago, the Michael Jackson show in Vegas, which is incredible. But they had a hologram at the end. It was incredible. But yeah, that's Joe Alwyn today, a hologram. The Joe Alwyn show is hitting Las Vegas too. They'll do all the Taylor Swift songs by hologram. We'll see if in fact that does affect the relationship, if politics can get in the way. I guess the two biggest pundits on TV for a while in the 90s were Mary Madeline and James Carville. James Carville, a Democrat, worked in the Clinton administration. Mary Madeline worked in the Bush administration. They fell in love, got married, and I think they're still married unless one of them is dead. But I think you can still be married after that, right? Are you done being married when they're dead?
Well, I mean, still you're married. A widow or widower.
Yeah, okay, so you're no longer married. Those two, they were political opposites and completely in love with each other.
I remember that.
Yeah, so, you know, it can happen.
I mean, they were very public about their political oppositeness.
I would imagine, though, in today's world where political division has no ears, and I heard that recently, political division has no ears, which means you've stopped listening. And in some cases, you don't even want the other side to be able to say their piece.
Which is sad,
censorship.
I think.
Censorship is a thing. Don't get me started on that.
I
will fall all the way to my right side. I will fall all the way on my right side. I got one word for you, baby. Twitter.
Woo!
Okay? Twitter. And the censorship that took place. Oh, don't get me started. Hang on. Where did that slot out in the Mark's catchphrases of the year 2023?
It made it pretty far.
Don't get me started. Nonetheless, I think we have fewer ears now. We will listen less and we want people to say less that we disagree with. Because I guess in the world in which we live today or the political division that has been created by other countries or by ourselves, we just cannot bear to have someone else with a different opinion than us.
But that makes things so much less interesting,
too. Yeah, it makes it spicy.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. You say less interesting. You say spicy. You agree with him when he says spicy. So which is it? Less interesting or spicy?
Well, he was saying less spicy.
No, he said spicy.
No, like it makes things interesting.
He said spicy. He didn't say less spicy.
Yeah, like opposites attract.
Oh.
In that way.
But you have to listen to them for it to be spicy or interesting.
Well, you said it's less interesting.
If you're not listening to the other side, if you're not wanting them to speak their piece, excuse me, that's less interesting because that's what makes it interesting is hearing the other side. Why do you think that? Like when I was saying my son sits down with and he goes, Mom, I know you don't agree with Dad on this. Tell me what you think. To me, hearing those opposing sides is the interesting part. So if you're not listening to that, How is it interesting?
Because I guess people believe that winning is the most important thing anymore, and that if somebody else hears an opinion that they don't agree with, that that might change their mind and have them, you know, vote against what they believe to begin with, and then they change their vote because, oh, okay, I listen to that. That makes sense. Okay, yeah, I'll support this as opposed to, because people do change their mind. Oh, excuse me, people used to change their mind, and in the rare occasions that people change their mind now, other people don't want that to happen. That's why they don't want you to hear anything. They don't want you to listen to the other point because you might change your mind, and winning is the most important thing anymore. And someday, possibly, we'll get out of this whole, you have to win everything you do. But then again, the problem with that is that you have a bunch of people thinking that participation trophies are good. Oh, don't get me started.
Look at us.
This is what this podcast should be called. The Don't Get Me Started podcast. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Travis Taylor, real, fake, MAGA, left wing, right wing. Can their relationship survive liking a tweet? Let me tell you something. If liking a tweet ever causes your relationship to break up, then you got a bigger issue than a liked tweet.
Now, probably
the fact that you're a hologram.
That would be a big issue. If you like a tweet of like an ex or something and they think it's...
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay. But okay. You said if a relationship dissolves...
Yes, if you're following and liking your ex's bikini pictures...
Yeah, that's a problem.
The way I like Katy Perry's bikini pictures...
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you know. Goodbye, everyone. Have a great day.